Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
You are in the Gare House now. My friend was a hiker. This particular evening, he was hiking solo in Upper East Tennessee in the mountains. It was a harsh, wintry evening. Suddenly, he realized that he was lost, and he reached for his compass. Whoops! Left it at the house. Night was drawing near. Fear started to set in. Now what? He was isolated, and he was disconnected. I mean, my friend desperately wanted help. Did you know that this is a man in life without rock-solid masculine friendships? If you are like most men, you do not have a real best bud. I'm talking about a deep-spirited friend. Now, you may have regular male acquaintances, but usually that's all they are, acquaintances. You most likely do not have a bud with whom you can be soulish with and reveal your hearts of hearts. I'm talking about soul to soul and heart to heart. You know, when you have this, when you have a deep-spirited friendship, I've only had these in the last few years. When you do, you no longer have a need for this big-time facade that us men usually have. You know, we have this facade that we have to carry around that indicates there are no chinks in our armor. I mean, we can be real. When you have deep-spirited friendships where you can lay all the stuff in your life on the table, then you have the freedom. You're liberated to be your real, true self, and you can be yourself everywhere you go and with whomever you are with. And the really good news is that you no longer have to be a lone ranger. We're talking the wannabe Rambos, wannabe Terminators, and Dirty Harrys, and Big Dogs, Yada Yadas, and Masters of Your Universe. You know, when we distrust one another, and that's the way we're raised, we're constantly in competition for our piece of the pie, right? I mean, if I open up to you, you're seemingly going to have an edge on me. If I share my deepest heart, you may perceive me as weak. And anybody who's pegged as weak is seen as a loser. I mean, even if I'm associated with a loser, I might be thought of one. I mean, I don't have room for that. That's the myth. Lone Rangers playing games about who we are and how well we're doing, when in reality, we are dying inside. But did you know that a man with only one tight friend, much less two or three, has a very strong buffer against such crises as the loss of a wife or a job or a chronic illness or stress from aging? Now, I know this is very countercultural stuff you're hearing, but it's also very true. The advantages of having a best bud, somebody you can really be soul to soul with. The reason American men and Western men do not have a fast friend is that masculine friendships are just not the Western way. Our culture teaches us to view other males suspiciously, to view other males primarily as competitor. You know, when you meet somebody, have you ever noticed that if you meet a guy, immediately you're kind of at arm's length with him. You're sizing him up. And you want to make sure that he doesn't have anything over on you. And there's a little bit of a competition that comes up almost immediately. Listen, it's taught to us since we were youngins. What did Rambo or Dirty Harry or the Terminator seem to need the most? No, not a friend, except maybe for an AK-47. Ray Kroc, the big enchilada, the McDonald's empire, summed it up when he said this, and this was his prevailing go-it-alone attitude. It is ridiculous to call this an industry. This is a rat-eat-rat, dog-eat-dog. I'll kill them, and I'm going to kill them before they kill me. And you've got to hand it to the Hamburger King. Ray made a lot of moolah, and he carved out a big name for himself. Well, nobody can deny Ray that. but is his the formula for a true, uncrushable inner happiness?
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
King Solomon said you're going to have a lot of acquaintances over your life, but there can be one or two friends who stick closer than a brother. Somebody you're able to be completely yourself, warts and all. Somebody that you give permission to ask you the hard questions about your life.
Life is a struggle. You try to stand your ground. When you're in a battle, you sure can get knocked around. Take your place in the war. After all, that's what a brother is for.
You're told to go it alone, to be fiercely competitive, have that kind of independence is true manhood. Know what, my friend? You and I both have been fed a line, and this myth is killing us. You see, we're isolated. This isolation disconnects us from one another and from our wives and our families. This is how the home so often bites the dust. Men are being cut off from vital, nurturing relationships with one another. Do you know what the most dreaded punishment is for POWs in war? Solitary confinement. Now, why would that be? Isolation gets to a man. It breaks a man. And the same is for you and me today. So, why do we fail to connect on a real friendship level? Our culture discourages it from the get-go. Think about Hollywood's image of guys who leave their wives for a night out with the boys. The guys are seen, how? As sophomoric losers. And admittedly, a boy's night out on the traditional sense doesn't have much redeeming value. However, a man knitting his soul with a good, decent man or two benefits not only himself, but also his family. When you're real with a deep-spirited friend, you're able to be yourself, warts and all, and you're willing for your friend to speak into your life. There's nothing quite like a deep-spirited friend to help you discover your true God-given destination.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. There's something deep inside us that tugs at our heart. The Bible says that's God making himself known to our inner fabric of our very being. However, there are those in our culture who say that's bunk. Which view is true? To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.